Everything's wrong.
Now say whatever you need to say. Don't make everyone believe. You can take it all.
That is a track from California singer-songwriter Tia Verdes, released just this past summer. It is called Sandman, and I hope you enjoyed that. Hello, I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Before that, you heard a song from Zada. They are from British Columbia, Whistler, actually, and Ethiopian-born and Canadian-based. The 20-year-old singer is an incredible force. Was actually surfing when dreaming up this song called Atlantic Times that you just heard on the show. We've got music from Three Dog Night. Yes, this song is actually in my real jukebox here at home. It's a 45. It is a definite morning song. It's an afternoon song. It's a night song. It's a song for all times from a band that redefined, I guess, pop music in the post-1960s and early 70s. Here's Shambhala by Three Dog Night on the jukebox. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Gets it, but I get the story more. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he starts to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back but he missed her. Looked round good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Oh, boy. That Uncle Rick is really weird.
Knock him out, Rick.
I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. That was Slick Rick with Children's Story from back in 89. Yeah, that song's got the bass line that is so popular from songs like This Is How We Do It, and obviously this one, and the original by Bob James. I think you'd really like that if you had a chance to check it out. It's called Nutilus. So go check out the original, the OG version. A lot of James Brown sampled in that song as well. In fact, I think James Brown may be one of the most sampled artists in hip-hop. We've also got some music coming up from across the pond. I met Mr. Plant, Mr. Robert Plant, that is, at the Americana UK Awards in January. He was a gentleman and really cool to meet him. I've been a huge fan of Led Zeppelin, so I'm going to play something by them. No Quarter is coming up. Also, Wall of Voodoo from LA. Pretty much an unknown indie band until they had this hit on MTV called Mexican Radio, which is going to be aired on our show today. You'll hear it. But before we get to that, one of my favorite bands of all time, Los Lobos. They are celebrating 50 years of being together. Here they are on the show with Revolution. Boom.
estudiantes de los dientes manejados.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Home tonight. snowfall's hard, don't you know? The winds of Thor are blowing cold. They're wearing steel that's bright and true.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
For more than 10,000 years, the Chumash people have lived along the coast of what is now Central California.
The Chumash have been the stewards and the guardians of this area since time immemorial.
PJ Webb is a tribal advisor and board member of the Northern Chumash Tribal Council, a nonprofit. She says the region's coastal waters provide critical habitat for whales, otters, shellfish, and other species. And they're home to ancestral Chumash villages that were submerged by geological changes over millennia. So to protect this important area, her group has long advocated for about 7,000 square miles to be designated a National Marine Sanctuary. It would help protect the area from oil and gas exploration and drilling, as well as other development that could disturb the seabed floor. And it would provide a living laboratory for researchers to study the impact of climate change and ocean acidification on a wide range of species. The Northern Chumash Tribal Council nominated the sanctuary in 2015. Now, the federal government is in the final stages of the designation process.
The Chumash and the citizens and the communities of the Central Coast have been fighting for this for a long time. And now that we're almost there, it's joyous.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.